From WIPR, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Eating nutritious food is an important step toward a healthy lifestyle. For some, making nutritious food is a main ingredient to improving self-confidence and finding a path to productive employment. We talk with Deborah Haust, director of School of Food, and we visit the social enterprise City Seeds to meet Chef Aharon Denrich and some of his staff.
Our product is the people that come out of City Seeds. It isn't necessarily the food. I mean, yeah, the food's really good, and that's what our focus is. But more of our focus, more of what our mission is to give these people hope, to give them a career path.
It's on the record after the news. Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Eating nutritious food is an important step to maintaining a healthy lifestyle. For some, making nutritious food is a main ingredient to improving self-confidence and finding a path to gainful employment. Here to tell us about how and where that's happening for people in Baltimore is Deborah Haust, director of City Seeds and School of Food. City Seeds works with people facing barriers to employment, training them for jobs in the culinary industry. Later in the show, we'll hear from the chef and some of his staff. Another sister business under the umbrella of Humanum Social Enterprises is School of Food. It offers classes and training for cooking enthusiasts and food entrepreneurs. Welcome to On the Record, Deborah.
Thank you for having me.
So first, talk about how the idea for School of Food came about.
School of Food is a education program, and we offer entrepreneurship business training for food makers in Baltimore City, and we offer cooking classes. The entrepreneurship part of School of Food came about as a way for us to build our network with the food industry, the food local ecosystem in the city. So we started that program in hopes of being able to offer something that food makers, food entrepreneurs would need to help them grow their business, and by doing so, help us understand who the players are in the city boundaries. And then the cooking class part of School of Food came about when we moved into our 8,500 square foot commercial kitchen in East Baltimore, because we have about 2,000 square feet of teaching space, and that includes a demonstration area. And we thought, this is perfect. Let's bring the public in and get them to see not only what we're doing in the production space, but also get them engaged in what it means to make good, exciting food.
And City Seeds grew out of that?
So Humanum, our umbrella organization, set up a division called the Culinary Social Enterprises. The Culinary Social Enterprise division is a way to provide some proceeds to offset the rising cost of running nonprofit services and programs. To provide that proceed or profit, we needed to come up with a business idea. We came up with two. One is called City Seeds. The other is called School of Food. School of Food is the education program side, and we run the cooking classes and the entrepreneurship program. City Seeds is a food production business. We provide food for universities and hospitals like Johns Hopkins University and Hospital in MICA. And we do catering for corporations around the Inner Harbor and beyond.
And the social services that are funded by the revenues from these two kinds of businesses, what kind of social services are you talking about?
So Humanum has been around in Maryland for 45 years. It has almost 50 different programs and services that fall under workforce. So they'll help individuals with different barriers to entry for employment get into the workforce, job training, administrative training programs, and recruitment. They do human services, which provides different support for those with a variety of needs, such as behavioral needs, autism. And then they provide youth services. So that's after school education programs in some of the city and some of the city schools in our most disadvantaged zip codes. And then currently we have three interns who have come to us from a Start on Success program. So this really helps high school students gain real working skills so that if their trajectory does not include college, that they're going to be able to get that job right after they graduate.
At City Seeds, what kind of work are people trained to do?
They're trained in both back of house and front of house.
What does that mean?
So City Seeds provides kitchen training. So that's culinary training, everything from, and it's all on the job training. We're not a culinary training program per se, but you get employed with us and then we provide you with training in the utility, dishwashing space, food prep, baking, and then it goes all the way up to becoming a sous chef. And then front of house is in some
that's
of our-
That's the back of the house.
That's the back of the house. And front of house is cafes, customer service, cash handling.
Is there room for advancement?
Always, always. So if you come in at a very entry-level position, our goal is to make sure that you're moving up, that you're growing within your career. One of the ways we do this is by constantly training our team day in and day out and hoping that as soon as openings come up within us, that we can move the right people into the right positions. If we don't have that position and someone's ready, then we work with Humanum's recruitment arm or internally within our partners that we've created to help place our staff in positions with external partners to get them paid more and to keep getting them to grow in their career.
How many people do you employ?
We're currently at almost 30 full-time employees, and that fluctuates season to season. But we average, I would say, around 25 full-time.
Tell me a success story. Tell me somebody who's made this work well.
I love to talk about Sheba. She came with us a couple of years ago when we were first starting, and she worked in the back of house in the kitchen. It wasn't the best fit, so we were able to find her the right opportunity in front of the house. So,
what was the right fit for Sheba?
Anything related to talking to people. She's excellent at customer service. She currently works at the Walters Art Museum. We provide their cafe with our wholesale food, so grab and go items that you could go in and take out and try. And Sheba works at the cafe now. She's been there for over a year. She's received a promotion and she continues to show that customer service is really an area of strength.
This is On the Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Deborah Haust, director of City Seeds and School of Food. Both are Humanum social enterprises. We're talking about training people who have barriers to employment for jobs in the food service industry. School of Food helps fund City Seeds. What are the classes School of Food offers?
We have a few new classes being added to our roster. One of them is in partnership with a food business that went through our entrepreneurship program called Whisked. It's a baking company. We're going to be teaching vegan baked items, how to make your own vegan baked items. Another class is molecular gastronomy. That's a really fun way to play with nitrogen and get you making things that you might not make at your home.
But it's so sort of the chemistry of cooking?
It is.
What else? What other classes?
We're going to be doing a Mastering the Basics. So that's a three-part series.
Can anyone take the classes?
Yes, they're open to the public. We also have team building events like Iron Chef competitions where it's more focused on the corporate environment. So come with your team and find a new way to bring everyone together.
And there's something called Community Kitchen. Talk about that.
Our Community Kitchen is a way for us to try to better engage with our community. We're in the 21213 zip code, and most of what we're doing inside the kitchen is not open to the public. We're not open 24/7 to the public. Our classes for School of Food are the exception. However, they're priced at a point which it may not be affordable for all. So the community kitchen event allows us to work with different food waste, food rescue programs, get volunteers as well as our staff engaged to use the food and make meals for the community to come and see what we're up to, learn about how they may get employed with us, and enjoy some good healthy food.
So what's next on the horizon? You've got all these activities going on. What's next?
The reality is we are essentially a for-profit entity of a nonprofit. So what's next is trying to maintain that our operations are self-sustaining and hoping that within this year we can exceed our goals with catering and wholesale and our cooking classes to try to offset some of the costs of the programs and services at Humanum. And find new ways of connecting with the local food ecosystem here in Baltimore.
I wish you well.
Thank you.
Deborah Haust, director of School of Food and City Seeds, both part of Humanum Social Enterprises. School of Food provides classes for cooking enthusiasts and food entrepreneurs. We have a link to the class schedule at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. City Seeds works with people dealing with barriers to employment. It trains them for jobs in the culinary industry. After the break, producer Melissa Gear travels to the City Seeds kitchen in East Baltimore to meet Chef Aharon Denrich and some of his staff. This is On the Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cass. Stay with us. Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cass. Today we're talking about two social enterprises that are part of the nonprofit Humanum, School of Food, Cooking School, and City Seeds, which works with people facing barriers to employment, training them for jobs in the culinary industry. Earlier, we got an overview from the director of both, and now producer Melissa Gear visits the City Seeds kitchen in East Baltimore to meet Chef Aharon Denrich and some of his staff.
Our product is the people that come out of City Seeds. It isn't necessarily the food. I mean, yeah, the food's really good, and that's what our focus is, but more of our focus, more of what our mission is to give these people hope, to give them a career path. My name is Aharon Denrich. I'm the executive chef for City Seeds, which is a social enterprise of the nonprofit Humanum. We work locally within our community to either purchase goods and use goods or develop relationships with certain vendors, as well as buying as close to natural as possible. We also hire specifically and work with people specifically who have barriers. And what that means is either someone with a developmental disability or someone who has been recently released from incarceration. And taking those people who really don't have or have very little culinary experience and giving them a positive career path, something that they know that once they leave here, they can get, you know, they have that step up into either a commercial bakery or a higher end catering facility, or working in a hotel, or working in a restaurant.
My name is Monica Story, and I'm a prep slash cook.
How long have you been working here?
Since January the 4th, 2018.
And so as in your role, what does that cover? What kinds of things are you doing? I see you're chopping potatoes right now.
Follow recipes. I prep whatever that's needed to be prepped. And basically, I'm cooking sometimes. Following recipes. That's all.
How did you find out about City Seeds?
Through Food Staff.
What's that?
This is actually a temp agency. And they actually call you when it's available jobs and stuff. And City Seeds was actually one of my first ones with the temp agency, and I took it. And I like it.
So it sounds like you worked in food service before you came here. What kinds of things were you doing?
Beans and bread, and sometimes I volunteer also for the homeless shelter and stuff like that. And in the neighborhood. And food baskets for the seniors.
Ooh, wow, you've really worked through that pile of potatoes.
That fast, yes. Chef helped me out with that.
this job came to you through a temp agency, but it sounds like you're interested in working here full time.
Yes, I am interested. I just recently graduated from St. Vincent DuPaul School for Food for my Serve Safe certifications and management certifications. And I'm trying, hopefully in the future I'll have my own small catering business. I just want something small. Doing this for a long time. I've been watching my mother and my grandmother doing this. I just needed certifications. That's all. Make sure I do it the right way. No problems. Yes, that's it. That's all. Right guidance.
How are you today?
I'm good. What are you making?
Oh, I'm making chocolate chip cookies, 100 of those. Well, I just got done making it from scratch. I'm the pastry chef. My name's James. St. John, by the way, and at the 100 chocolate chip cookies, I got about 24 of catering orders, and I also got bagels to do also. I got a pretty busy day, but just not my maximum. The max that I usually have is 1,200 cookies a week. Once I'm done doing all the pastries, and if they still need help anywhere else in the kitchen, I help them anywhere they need help at. That's what we're here to do, to help each other, teamwork, and to better ourselves.
And how long have you been working at City Seeds?
For a year.
And how did you find out about it?
Through a temp agency. Uh-huh. Yep, do a re-entry program, core staffing. Yep. I started off part-time through the temp agency. And then gradually I improved my skills. I didn't have no skills in the kitchen at all.
Nothing. And now you're the pastry chef.
You got it. Wow. Started from nothing, from them teaching me to me learning. Now I'm known as the cookie man.
I was going to say, you're surrounded by stacks of dough.
I got actually 6 different flavors right now.
What are those?
Chocolate chip, butter crunch, salted chocolate chip oatmeal, peanut butter, and lemon strawberry. Came up with that recipe myself, this lemon strawberry. This is our seasonal cookie. It's doing pretty good.
If you had no food service experience at all before you came in here, what made you think, okay, I'll give this a try?
My family, my kids. You know, I wanted to actually try to learn something that I know that I actually had the liking to do. You know, watching my grandma, my mom, and everyone show me how to cook. And then, like, my mom tell me that no woman don't want no man that don't just know how to cook. So I decided to give it a try and became good at it.
And yeah, baking cookies, you will find a woman who likes that.
You got it. You got it. You got it.
What would you say is your favorite thing about working here? You've been here for a while.
My favorite thing is the opportunity that they give us to see in our goals and our plans and our future. They are willing to help out with that also. Not just, you know, we come in here and working for them, but they are here to help us better ourselves in our careers and, you know, help us out as growing, period.
One of your colleagues I spoke with, eventually she wants to start a catering business of her own. Is that something you're interested in, or what are your goals?
I got a couple of businesses that I'm interested in, but as far as cooking, I do have a cookie project that I want to do as far as, like, dealing with, like, different churches, church communities, whereas though I can have, like, help fundraisings with the cookies and things like that. I'm always willing to help out the next. I did has side little business as far as like cookie baskets. I do like seasonal around like Easter time or Mother's Day for special gifts also.
You're busy.
All the time. All the time. Time don't stop for no one.
And it looks like you're going to start in with another flavor here.
Yeah,
okay.
Place your fingers over top of the wrap like this, okay? That way, we are preventing you from cutting your hand. Now, jag, remember what I just did. I didn't press on the wrap. You gotta jag it in, okay? We're not trying to press down on the wrap. We're trying to get a nice, clean cut, okay?
Yes. My name is Talia. I found out about City Seeds through Movable Feast.
What's your role here?
Cook one. But I am also, like, moving up. So I'm trying to move up to, a, like, a, I believe a cook two. Whereas I'll be making all of the family style meals, helping with the catering orders, doing more of the hands-on work with the foods. Like right now I have like a huge prep list that I have to get done for Sunday.
Okay, and I will let you work. Thank you so much for your time.
Chef Roman Walker. I have the executive chefs back. Anything that needs to be done in the kitchen, whether it needs to go out, prep, I make sure the crew is prepping everything while he takes care of other office business that he has to do, or again, meetings or anything like that. I'm just his assistant to keep everything going, keep the morale up and keep the food beautiful the way he likes it. I have a training background as well. So if he'll tell me, Chef Roman, I want you to do this, 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 but do this, this, this for the other people. Okay, Chef. So when I'm showing people how to do it, I'm showing not only the proper way to do it, but a faster way to do it and getting it done.
Our main focus is the career paths of these people, getting them in, getting them to work, getting them to understand what it means, you know, to have someone believe that they can do something. Because a lot of places, I mean, every restaurant, every caterer I've ever worked in, you know, it's all been about money, 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 food, 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 work till you drop, and that's, you know, that's not what we're here for. You know, we're here for them. You know, we're here for the people. We want to make sure that they, you know, do, that they succeed, because that's how we measure ourselves.
Nobody likes me. Nobody likes me at all.
Yeah, that's all right. That's not what you get paid for.
That was Chef Aharon Denrich of City Seeds, along with some of his staff. City Seeds, which is part of Humanum Social Enterprises, works with people to address their barriers to employment. It trains them for jobs in the culinary industry. They deliver nutritious packaged meals and catering, all sourced with local ingredients. We have a link to more information at the On the Record page at wypr.org. I'm Sheila Katz. This is On the Record. Glad you've been listening. Join us again tomorrow.